are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. How's everybody doing? You know, I haven't seen Hunger Games yet, but I guess this is supposed to be the movie to see. I had no idea that Hunger Games was supposed to be big until it came out last weekend. Do any of you guys know what it's about and why it's so big? But I need to see it because everyone's telling me how wonderful it is. Is it really that good a movie? Or is it just because there really hasn't been anything good out? So everybody's getting excited about this. Like Avatar. I'm sorry, guys. You know, Avatar was nice. It was pretty. But I fell asleep halfway into it. And I don't fall asleep during movies. I think it was a little boring. I know everybody was like, oh, Avatar is the best movie of the century. No, it was okay. You know, I think we've had better movies. Probably one of my favorite movies ever was Die Hard with Bruce Willis. Well, I'll say, and then, yes, Lord of the Rings. Yeah, but I still wouldn't say Lord of the Rings was the best movie ever. You know, people are saying Avatar was the best movie ever. Well, anyway, so they say Hunger Games is good. If you guys know why, tell me. I'm dying to know. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA before I spend $10 a ticket. I know the new Clash of the Titans movie's coming out, right, tonight? Wrath of the Titans? That's kind of odd because, you know, we grew up, we had Clash of the Titans, right, with Perseus. And then the Medusa thing was scary back in the 80s. They did a good job. It was ketchup, though. I mean, we all remember the ketchup coming out. We didn't think it was ketchup at the time, but it looked like ketchup. And I remember being scared of Medusa. I remember, you know, watching that movie half a dozen times, and the scorpion scene was scary. And then they did the Clash of the Titans this time around. Release the Kraken. I think that was his only line. Release the Kraken. And I guess they did a good job. Again, people are saying, oh, my gosh, this is the greatest movie. Now, it wasn't the greatest movie. It was good. You know, the remake of Clash of the Titans was good, but not that good. So now they're doing a sequel, Wrath of the Titans. You know, we were talking about depression and stressed out and people needing antidepressants and psychiatrists. You know, I mean, if there's really wrath of these guys, maybe they all need to sit down. All right, maybe some group therapy. So it'll be interesting to see. No ketchup. I mean, it should be. Well, you know what? The Medusa, I have to admit, in the remake was a little scarier. That Medusa was scary. I just love the whole Greek mythology. I love those stories. I think they're absolutely fascinating. You know, you got Poseidon and you got Zeus and, you know, I think it's cool stuff. All right. So, I'm not going to see any movie. I'm going camping. We're going to take the kids. We got our trailer. We're going to go camping, but, not yet because I still have some shows to do tonight. We are live, by the way. So call in 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls. Anything you want to talk about? Medical questions, your emails at drdahlia.com. Big thanks to Donovan, who was working the dials. Okay, so today was released the America's Top 10 Fattest Cities revealed. Don't you hate these? What are we supposed to do if we live in that city? Really, what are we supposed to do? All right, apparently McAllen Edinburgh Mission in Texas, near the Mexican border, they say is the most overweight with an obesity rate of 38.8%. All right, so if you guys live down there, what are you supposed to do, move? Then they say Binghamton, New York, obesity rate 37.6. Then Huntington, Ashland, West Virginia, Kentucky, Ohio, obesity rate 36%. Then Rockford, Illinois, Beaumont, Texas, Beaumont, Port Arthur, Texas, Charleston, West Virginia, Lakeland, Winter Haven, Florida, Topeka, Kansas, Kennewick, Pasco, Richland, Washington, and then Reading, Pennsylvania. These obesity rates were almost a third of each state and more. That's crazy. We know obesity is going up. You know, we're working less, we're driving in our cars. Yet some of the healthiest behaviors were seen in Hawaii, New Hampshire, Vermont, New Mexico, California. But the bottom five for healthy behaviors, these are figures from the Centers of Disease Control, was Mississippi, Arkansas, Missouri, Kentucky, Oklahoma. Well, what are we supposed to do with this? I hate these studies. I mean, are we supposed to move the top 10 fattest towns? I just think they're doing that to make people feel, maybe they're trying to make people feel good. You know, if you're like in Medford, Oregon, you're like, oh, good, good. We aren't in, you know, I mean, what is city council supposed to do with this? Now, yes, we do have an obesity problem. Of course we do. You know, and trust me, it's very easy for me to tell you guys all to diet and exercise, but I'm having the same difficulties. I don't look the same way I did when I was 20. When I was 20, you know, a diet like skipping dinner was not a healthy diet, but I could lose 5 pounds. Just skipping a meal, I was able to lose 5 pounds. Now, no. I would have to probably skip 6 months of meals, which isn't healthy. So I think it's a lot harder to lose weight because we're really losing our muscle. I mean, I'm wondering if we really need to redirect a lot of our exercising, a lot of the way we do things to enhancing our muscle. That's why these people that do Pilates and yoga are just raving about it, because they're increasing the muscle. When you increase your muscle mass, you increase your metabolism. If you increase your metabolism, you could eat a lot more. I mean, I remember seeing all my wrestler buddies in school. They would have 3 lunches. They would eat 3 times more than I, and they had hardly any body fat. Why? Because they had all the muscle burned it off. You know, these medicines where they say, oh, you have fat burners, and you take these fat burners. No, no, no. There's no such thing as a fat burner in terms of a pill. However, your muscle are fat burners, and they, even while you sleep, you can burn energy. So, you know, my recommendation is if you're going to do an exercise, and I know we've talked about cardio, we've talked about the different levels of maximum heart rate and where you need to be to burn, you know, excess calories. But I got to be honest with you. I don't tell my patients to do cardio. I tell them to build up muscle, because the more muscle you have, the higher your metabolism. And I just think we're just going about this all wrong. We're also going about it all wrong with telling people what not to eat this. Let's cut back our portions. I don't think you're going to tell a meat eater to stop eating meat. I don't think they're going to do that long term. But if you tell them you could have meat, but your dinner has to fit on the size of a saucer. Because, I mean, look at our plates. We talked about plate size. My plate is a foot by foot length. I went to Target. We got some beautiful dishes, and they're a foot by foot long. Plates used to not be that big. Look at Jesus in the Last Supper. Little cups, little bowls. If you could fit your dinner in a small bowl or a saucer, maybe you'll lose weight. But don't pile it a foot high. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, toll free, call in now.
I'm a walking in the rain. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you know, we have our share of scandals now, right, in the entertainment spotlight. Well, back in the 50s, one of the biggest scandals was Jerry Lee Lewis marrying his first cousin once removed, Myra Gail Brown, who was 13 at the time, right? He was 23. He marries his first cousin, Myra Gail Brown. She was 13. The union, their marriage was probably one of the biggest scandals to hit at that time. He was actually, Jerry Lee Lewis, I loved his music. He was actually on his way prior to that to really being among like Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins. I mean, up at that level in terms of popularity. You know, his Great Balls of Fire, and, you know, a whole lot of shaking going on. I mean, just gifted. And his piano playing, his craziness. I mean, he had some cojones. But the wedding really tarnished his reputation. Many of you would probably remember this in real time. I just, you know, got the stories, you know, from my mom and stuff. But I've always been fascinated by the 50s and the music and the artists at the time. Well, he's back in the news again. Jerry Lee Lewis, this time what he's done is he has married, all right, the brother of his wife had married, and the ex-wife of the brother, which is a cousin, he has now married at age 76. So basically, he married his cousin's ex-wife, which was the brother of the wife he married 50 years ago. Now, I don't know if Jerry Lee Lewis gets out much. I mean, you think, I guess, all he does is hang out at family reunions because, you know, he only seems to marry people within the group, within the family circle. I'm looking at a picture of him back in the 50s. There were lots of other people around. I guess, no, just doesn't really fall in love with other people. But he looks very happy. And I guess 76 years old, remarrying. And I guess, is it okay to marry your cousin's ex-wife? I don't know. So he is back in the news. And, you know, I got to tell you, it would have been very interesting to see what happened career-wise if this scandal didn't take place. I mean, I don't think it would have been as big as Elvis. You know, I mean, Elvis was, absolutely amazing. But, you just kind of wonder. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You can also write at drdahlia.com. We've been kind of taking your emails throughout the show. So this is kind of interesting. They say women, when they have a baby, they are in labor longer than they were 50 years ago. So, for those of you that had a baby 50 years ago and want to have a baby again, just keep in mind you'll be in labor a little longer. Okay. They say women giving birth can expect to have longer labors than women did 50 years ago, according to a new analysis by the National Institutes of Health researchers. First-time mothers in the first stage of labor has increased 2.6 hours. Do you guys kind of get that first stage of labor, second stage, third stage? First stage is, you know, where you get to the point where the cervix, where you kind of start to go into labor, where the cervix kind of gets to about 2.5 centimeters, starts to efface, et cetera. And then second stage of labor is when you're kind of in the heavy labor, the contractions. Well, no, you know what? It's more when you go through the delivery, and then the third stage is placenta. I hope I got that right. It's been a while since I've delivered babies. But anyway, they say women who were having their second or later child took 2 hours longer in recent years than women back in the 1960s. Women giving birth in the 1960s had a median labor time of just under 4 hours, right? Than those that now looks like 6.5 hours. Why? Why is it taking so long? Is it because women are older? Now, they say cesarean delivery was more common in the more recent group. They say 12% of the modern mothers had a C-section. 3% of the previous group didn't. They basically looked at 40,000 babies born from 1959 to 1966, with more than 98,000 born between 2002 and 2008. Then they looked at the different groups. They say the mother in the recent group were older, nearly 27 years old. The woman in the previous group were on average 24 years old. Also, recent mothers were heavier. The pre-pregnant body mass index, the BMI, was 24.6 as opposed to 22. We are bigger women now. That could be an issue. Babies of the women also weighed about 3.5 ounces or more. They say women in the 1960s group were less likely to have an epidural for pain relief. That's true. I mean, my mom always told me. She never, you know, nothing. I'm like, thank you, Mom. You remind me about that every day. So women in the 1960s less likely to have an epidural. More than half of the modern mothers got the epidural, but just 4% of the mothers giving birth in the 50s and 60s did. Epidural use is known to increase delivery times. It's true. I mean, the heavier you're contracting, the more pain you're in. A lot of times it just, oh my gosh, it was miserable. I was in labor for 5 days. They actually sent me home just to contract at home because the baby was stable and the contractions were still far apart. And then when they started getting closer together, it was miserable. And by day 5, I was exhausted. I finally got my epidural with my first kid. Absolutely miserable. Now, they do use oxytocin or Pitocin to speed up labor. That was given in 31% of the recent deliveries, but only back then 12%. Other practices in the 60s were forceps to extract the baby. That's a lot less common now. You know, another thing, too, also was, I think, positioning. You know, when my mother gave birth to the fourth kid in our family, who was, my mom probably had some gestational diabetes or something because he was 10'5", my brother. They actually made her stand. They actually had her stand. You know, this position we have where we lie down in the lithotomy position to give birth, sometimes it's not the easiest way to do it. You know, in the olden days, you would give birth a lot of times on your hands and knees, and that would help get the baby, you know, because when you have that pelvic bone right there, sometimes the baby could get stuck. And so, you know, and sometimes you deliver babies on your side. Sometimes you deliver babies squatting. You would squat. But now it's a lot easier for you to be lying down. And I think it's safer for you to be lying down. But I've had patients where we've had to turn them. I'm like, can you turn? They also say when patients arrive in active labor, they're placed on monitoring devices that people didn't have in the 60s, of course. Then they tend to be placed. Oh, that's what I said. They tend to be placed in a labor bed. They get IV fluid. Hydration slows down labor. Also, the pain medicines do, too. When you get the pain medicines, boy, that Demerol, when you get that, I tell you, I never understood why people would be addicted to pain medicine. I never understood what is the big draw. And when you are going through that kind of pain for that many days, and then you get that first dose, it's only the first dose. After that, you just don't feel that sensation, that buzz. But I remember my nose tingled. I was giggling. My husband was like, I don't get it. You have been screaming and crying for 5 days and you're giggling. I'm like, whoa, it was crazy. But that's why I guess people, shoot heroin and things like that. I mean, there is that high, but hopefully the rest of us don't do that. So kind of interesting, being in labor longer. Another interesting study, they say being bilingual reduces your risk of dementia. Oh, muy bien. Es muy importante aprender en otra lengua. Muy importante. Researchers say this could come in handy. If you have another language, if you're bilingual, it increases your cognitive abilities in your youth. They say it also makes the brain more resilient in later life and may offer protection. Researchers from York University believe speaking two languages could strengthen key brain pathways and enhance mental flexibility. You know, I also think, I'm going to talk a little bit more about this probably tomorrow, but, you know, one thing that I keep forgetting to tell everybody is when we talk about dementia, and I say people that take a class, people that keep their minds busy, do better. I forgot to tell them, take a language class. If you try to learn another language, that also helps combat dementia. I think it's extremely important. Now, a lot of people don't because they don't have anybody to practice it with. You know, they're like, well, why should I, do this? I can't practice with anybody. Well, I mean, Spanish, it's very easy because, you could always be listening to some of these television stations that play just, completely Hispanic programming. You can listen to Hispanic radio and get practice there. And I'm sure you can find people to practice with, so if you don't know a language to pick, I'd probably do Spanish because it's a lot more easier to use, in this country. Unless, of course, you're in northern, the Northeast and you're near Canada, then I guess you could probably practice French. But why not? If you are worried that you're going to start, because with me, even being out of school, I'm not as mentally acute as I used to be. And part of me wants to just, keep going back. Now, luckily with the radio show, I'm always reading. And with my practice, I'm always reading up on studies. But I'm not being tested. I don't have that stress that I need to memorize something. And that really does keep your brain active. Your brain's a muscle. You got to keep working it out. All right. We're coming up on break. When we come back, more medical news, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so this one is two drugs. That's it. Yeah, I talk too much.
Hey, you humble bear!
Yeah, I know. I love it because on that song there's a guy that goes, and you never shut up. I gotta get that part played. Okay, so two drugs previously thought to be too toxic for human cancer treatment may actually stop the growth of cancer cells without killing healthy cells if given in small doses. You know, people are always like, gosh, Dahlia, why don't they have a cure for cancer? Because again, something that needs to kill a cancer cell has to be a doozy, and it's very hard for healthy cells surrounding it to survive. You know, I mean, that's why they always talk about many of these cancer treatments end up causing cancer in themselves, because, you know, these cancer cells are super cells. There's no stopping them. Their DNA is crazy and their growth is chaotic. And so it's very hard to target a cancer cell that won't have some innocent bystanding healthy cells knocked out as well. Now, one way they think they could identify some of these cancer cells is some cancer cells will express a protein on the outside of their cell wall that a healthy cell may not. So if they could train a drug to only find those cells that have that receptor that could kind of notify the drug, okay, that's the bad guy, go after that one, That's how it could be more selective. Now, there's a variety of ways. I mean, already they do have medications out. They look at whatever cells are rapidly forming, and they go after those. We talked about all the different chemotherapeutic agents. Well, anyway, what they have here is they say, unlike conventional chemotherapy drugs, which poison and kill any rapidly dividing cells by damaging cellular machinery and DNA, these drugs, azacitidine, AZA, and decitabine, DAC, specifically target cancer stem cells, which cause cancer to spread and are resistant to most drugs. They say low doses of AZA and DAC may reactivate genes that stop cancer growth without causing immediate cell killing or DNA damage. All right, so that causes it to be a little bit more selective and hopefully a little bit more safe. Now, originally, they were too toxic for the treatment of common cancers. But the drugs have been effective in treating a very small number of patients with advanced lung cancer and myelodysplastic syndrome. It has to do with an abnormal growth of blood cells. Based on those positive outcomes, Johns Hopkins is starting to like this. They're reevaluating the drugs, going to try leukemia, breast cancer, lung cancer, colon cancer. They actually tried low doses of the AZA and DAC for 3 days. Then they transplanted these cells into mice, observed for up to 20 weeks, and they actually found that the cancer cells returned to a more normal state and eventually died. So they're a little excited. They say our findings match evidence from recent clinical trials suggesting that the drugs shrink tumors more slowly over time as they repaired altered mechanisms in cells, etc. Basically what they're saying is they like it. If you alter the cell to the point where it can't do any more damage, and then it eventually dies on its own, that's less toxic than trying to kamikaze it. You see what I mean? So, interesting. But, you know, they were talking about this today, how there's so many of these studies. I bring this up on my show, too. There are so many of these advances and studies, and we all get so excited about them, and they never come to fruition. It's either they cost too much, or they just don't pass the clinical trials or the safety trials. So, you know, for 3 years, I have been talking about these advances with cancer. And only maybe a couple new drugs have come out, you know, since then. And so it's, I know it's got to be frustrating for you guys to listen to. I'm with you. Because, you know, you get all excited, oh, this may work. You know, speaking about labs and rats, et cetera, it's interesting. They say you may want to keep your lab rats and mice pretty comfortable. Apparently, cold conditions may affect the well-being of lab mice and influence the outcome of research studies. Of course, duh. I mean, you know, you're putting a mouse in an environment that's not theirs, and then you're doing tests on them, and then you're, you know, trying to interpret the outcome. All right, researchers from Stanford University School of Medicine found that 9 of 10 drugs tested on mice that were housed in chilly temperatures failed to work in people. Well, duh. I got the hiccups. Oh, they suggested this may be because being cold triggers changes in mice's immune function. Well, oh, man. Really, how do I do a show with the hiccups? Whew. Oh, sorry about that. I got the hiccup. That was a hurt hiccup. Oh, don't you hate? Oh, I could do a show on hiccups, but you aren't going to want to hear it. Oh, excuse me. Oh, gosh, I got the hiccups. Oh, no. Oh, boy. All right. Okay, you know what? Maybe it went away. Well, we'll see. I don't have the girly hiccups. I have the hiccups that sound like burps. So I don't think you guys are going to want to hear the show if I hiccup anymore. Well, we'll see. Maybe I'll have Donovan take me to break. I'll see if I keep hiccuping up. Anyway, so what they're saying is these mice, they usually like warm environments. They like to have a nest. They say mice can even infest a meat freezer with temperatures far below zero, but they survive because they have these beautiful little nests. So if you're having mice in cold conditions, how are they going to do well? So these researchers tested their series. They took 2 sets of cages. They linked a small tube for 36 male and 36 female mice of 3 common strains in each of the sets. One cage was kept cool at 68 degrees and was equipped with various amounts of shredded paper so they can make nests and keep warm. Not that shredded paper is the most comfortable. Then I guess the connected cage had no nesting material, but was kept at 1 to 6 temperatures. The mice were allowed to choose which side of the cage they wanted to use, and the strain and the sex of mice played their role in preferences, etc. The mice also moved nesting material from colder cages to warmer cages, suggesting nests serve as more than a source of warmth. They may like it. Maybe they go poo-poo in the paper. I don't know. The researchers noted that the nest could also be a source of physical comfort. Well, yeah, those cages are metallic, and they ding, and they make noise, of course. So basically, these mice like nests. Let the mice be comfortable, okay? Now, we were talking about animals and bringing animals to work, and we were talking about how our animals are probably older than we think, and we talked about how 6-7 years old for a dog or cat could be pretty geriatric, right? Well, there is a charity that is working on shedding pounds of obese pets. It's called Pet Fit Club, organized by the People's Dispensary for Sick Animals, and they slim down pets, even including Fifi, who weighs 20 pounds, and a border collie Merlin, who weighs 93 pounds. So they work on cats and rabbits and dogs, and they undergo a 6-month battle of the bulge, aided by specialist vets who will provide them with balanced diet and exercise plans. That's interesting. So you could bring your pet to a fad farm. I do have one cat. We call her Mrs. Furry Tushy. And she's got big tushy. She really has big tushy. See, we made the mistake of putting the cat food out, and they could graze whenever they want throughout the day because two of our cats are very skinny. Well, the fat one will graze all day long. And so the vet said, we'll separate them. That you can't separate the cats, you know, especially when I'm gone at work. So you got to make sure your cats or your dogs don't graze all day. But remember my theory with diabetes, with a lot of our animals, you know, as they get diabetes, when they get overweight, I think another issue is many people only feed their animals once or twice a day. So the animals gorge out. And I didn't want my animals to get diabetes by gorging out and stressing their pancreas. I wanted them to eat little bits throughout the day. The only problem is this little furry tushy cat, she just goes up and eats all that. When she gets stressed, she eats. She's such a girl. She gets stressed. But you know what? She does love watching American Idol with me. When American Idol's on, she comes and she listens to the singing. Yeah, and she likes her tummy rub, so that's okay. But, huh, you know, bring your pets to work. Would that decrease stress? It would have for me. My dogs would be peeing and pooping and barking. OSHA would probably close me down if we did that. All right. When we come back on break, we got more medical news. It's kind of interesting. A tiny swimming robot that will check your health from inside your body. I don't know what orifice it goes into, though. When we come back, 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook Anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try a Liquid Zeolite today.
All right, guys, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, and I've never talked about lotteries on the show, but we just got the winning numbers in for the Mega Millions prize. Here we go. The numbers are 46, 23, 38, 4, 2, and Mega Ball was 23. Now, this was reported by MSNBC, so I think it's as accurate as we could get. 46, 23, 38, 4, 2, and Mega Ball 23. I don't know what any of these mean because I don't think we have Mega Bucks where I Mega Millions where I live, but apparently they just presented the numbers right now. They say it won't be until tomorrow morning before lottery officials verify if there were any winning tickets. Again, these are the numbers that just got pulled. Lottery officials in 42 states plus Washington D.C. and the Virgin Islands sell Mega Million tickets, and they will report in. Apparently, tickets were on sale just until a couple minutes ago. And here you guys heard it on the Dr. Dahlia Show what the numbers were. Apparently, the jackpot hit $640 million today. This is one of the biggest. The cash payout of $462 million for a single winning ticket or the full amount taken over 26 years. What's the difference? Wow. I mean, $462 million. If there are multiple winning tickets where they are expecting, the winnings will be split equally among the lucky winners. Oh, boy. They say the odds of winning the entire jackpot are 175 million to one, says Margaret DeFrancisco, president and chief executive of the Georgia Lottery Corporation. If no one wins on Friday night, if nobody wins, the jackpot will grow to 975 million. Whoa. Wow. I hope whoever wins this, I mean, just, you know, tries to feed the world with that money. If there's no winner, I hope they share. Lottery officials are considering moving the next drawing after Friday to Times Square in New York City as the anticipation and jackpot build. Okay, I'd hate to get mugged. I mean, if I had that ticket, I wouldn't want to stand in the middle of New York City saying, I got the ticket. That sucker could blow away. The previous largest Mega Millions jackpot was $390 million back in 2007. It was split between two ticket holders in Georgia and New Jersey. No, I don't know if they're single people. No, nope, I don't know. Well, good luck, guys. 46, 23, 38, 4, 2, and 23. Wow. All right, let's go on to some medical news. I know. We never win the lottery. We never win. All right. What is this tiny swimming robot? They say a tiny robot that resembles a nightmare sea creature is being developed that could one day help pinpoint diseases from inside the human body. Scientists from Newcastle University are basing the robot on the sea lamprey. Ooh, you guys know what that is. Wow. It doesn't have a jaw, and it kind of has a primitive nervous system, and it's kind of it kind of looks kind of like an octopus type of thing with suctions. Called Cyberplasm, this robot will have its own electronic nervous system, eye and nose sensors derived from living cells, as well as artificial muscles propelled with energy derived from glucose. So that's kind of like, you know, half living, half not. Cyberplasm sensors will respond to external stimuli, such as light and chemicals, by converting them into electronic impulses that are sent to a quote-unquote brain, equipped with sophisticated microchips. This is kind of spooky scary. The brain will then send electronic messages to artificial muscles, telling them how to contract and relax, enabling the robot to navigate its way safely using an undulating motion. I really hope they're not planning on putting this in someone's colon. The prototype will be less than 1 centimeter long, but future versions could potentially be less than 1 millimeter long or even built on a nanoscale. I hope they have their reading glasses. The team hopes that one day Cyberplasm will be able to swim unobtrusively through the human body to detect a whole range of diseases. Sounds cool, but again, creepy. Nothing matches a living creature's natural ability to see and smell its environment. What is it going to smell? And therefore, won't it turn away? If it's in the colon, won't it turn away? And therefore collect data on what is going on. As it swims through the body, the robot would collect and store information on its surroundings for later recovery by doctors. We are currently developing and testing Cyberplasm's individual components. They say they hope to start assembling this sucker in a few years. Wow. I would probably decline. I'd probably say, you know, thank you. But I will pass. To have something randomly swim around my body, I will pass. Okay. What happened here? Looks like hundreds of transplant. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. They say hundreds of transplant patients could be at risk of potentially fatal infections after the chemical used to preserve the donor organs was contaminated with bacteria. The bacteria was Bacillus cereus. We call it B. cereus. You know, genus and species, you usually just like E. coli, Escherichia coli, you just kind of use the letter E. So B. cereus, we used to always joke around, oh, B. cereus, haha, we were such dorks in medical school. Anyway, Bacillus cereus was found in the fluid used to transport organs from donors to recipients. Now, the liquid was called Viaspan, and it contained this bacteria, which causes vomiting, stomach cramps, and on rare occasions, death. The solution is used for liver transplants, pancreas, and bowel transplants. And they say around 1,100 patients have had such operations in Britain alone. The study's coming out of Britain. The government says the risks are minimal. So far, nobody has, come into harm. But the manufacturer has recalled the solution. That would be nice. And is urging hospitals to use alternatives to ensure patients are not endangered. Can you imagine? You finally have an organ for transplant, and you contaminate it with the bacteria. All right. They say unless it takes the risk, patients will die waiting for much-needed donor organ transplants. They say don't freak out. The government has said it has no choice but to continue using the contaminated solution as there are no others currently available because these people will die anyway if they don't get the organs. Oh, that's horrible. That is horrible. Well, that's what's happening in Great Britain. They only have one type of solution, that's it. So it looks like they're not throwing out the organ. Wow. If we were to recall the product immediately, it is clear that patients would suffer. And some may die. This is Chief Medical Officer Professor Dame Sally Davies. Our priority is to ensure patients are safe. There's currently no evidence of any problems in patients who have recently had transplants where Viaspan had been used. So they're going to still use the organs that were contaminated because they have no other organs to use. Now, this B. cereus lives in the soil and often causes food poisoning to people who have eaten uncooked rice. Let me see what else we can say about that. There are three potential alternatives, they say, besides the Viaspan, Sisalor, HTK, and Sultran. Oh, their stock's going to go up. They said they have acted quickly to protect patients, and we have alerted transplant centers. This is absolutely horrible. Now, I don't know if this is in the States. I'm going to kind of look at that. So I'll have to see if Viaspan, and is it the main plant? Is it like one big bowl and then they scoop it all out and this doesn't make any sense to me. I don't understand why they don't have many more checks and balances. So anyway, like I said, the effects would be vomiting, stomach cramps, very rare cases, death, but the country right now is still using the organs because these people are going to die without the organs and they're probably saying to themselves, well, we'll just give them a bacteria just in case. But if it were me, I would probably want the organ to be in its most pristine condition. I'm not being spoiled. I would probably say, please don't infect me with any bacillus bacteria. That would just be me. All right, guys, great show. Don't forget, we are live tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Please join us. Got a great show planned. Thank you, Donovan, for a great night tonight working the dials. Thanks, Genesis Communications Network. But thank you guys, listeners, for listening and tuning in. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Take care. Bye-bye.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.